Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas from world-famous CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business celebrities. You'll hear inspiring stories, playmaking ideas, and that one big thing that launched them on toward success. Get ready for the Playmakers Talk Show. Our host is Steve Klein, a renowned business author, keynote speaker, and master at helping clients reach peak performance through success skills, leadership, sales, and behavior change. He's helped generate quantum leaps for hundreds of companies. Now it's time to meet this week's Playmakers. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
It's Playmakers Talk Show, and I'm Steve Klein. We have two great guests today who are playmakers in barbecue and also in property preservation and maintenance. Both playmakers are successful CEOs. In the studio today is a CEO who's looking for global barbecue domination, and the CEO of a company that takes care of real estate properties. These great playmakers are Roland Dickey, president and CEO of Dickey's Barbecue Restaurants, and Caroline Reeves, CEO of Mortgage Contracting Services. And we will begin this show with Caroline. Now, Caroline Reeves is CEO of Mortgage Contracting Services, a nationwide provider of property preservation, inspections, and REO property maintenance to the financial services industry. She was named to this position in October 2009 as responsible for the planning and execution of MCS's strategic initiatives, as well as managing its overall direction to build upon the company's growth and marketing gains. Her leadership also extends to being an active member of MCS's board. With more than 25 years in the industry, Caroline's experience varies from organizations and contract management to acquisitions, investor reporting, and default. She joined MCS in March 2007 as president of MCS Asset Management, significantly contributing to the expansion of the company's Dallas office. Later that same year, she accepted the titles of President and Chief Operating Officer of MCS Field Services, where she managed organizational operations with specific oversight for the client and vendor management teams. Caroline, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you.
Question I need to ask you, which we didn't talk about, how does a janitor end up getting in the real estate business?
It's a funny question. I'm assuming you're meaning my first job.
Your first job, yes.
My father was in the oilfield services business, and we had six children in the family, and we all had to work. So my first job was cleaning toilets for oilfield workers, and that was an interesting experience, not one of my favorites. But he made sure that we worked. I worked all the way through college, got into the financial. The banking, the financial industry, and ended up running a default operation for a large bank in Oklahoma City, Midland Mortgage, MidFirst Bank, and said I would never go into property preservation. It just seemed like the toughest job ever. And here I am.
Well, let me ask you this. How old were you when you were working for your dad?
15.
So
15.
You...
If I wanted to get a driver's license, I had to have a job.
There you go. Very good. Were you living in Oklahoma City at the time?
No, I was in South Louisiana, Cameron, Louisiana.
You grew up in?
Cameron, Louisiana.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how'd you end up in Oklahoma City in the banking business?
My parents are both from Oklahoma, but I went to Louisiana Tech. And I actually, after graduating, went up to visit my grandparents and never went home. I stayed in Oklahoma and started working for banks and never left. Met my husband on an airplane.
Matter of fact, that's an interesting story. One of you, if I recall, was delayed or was supposed to be on the wrong another plane, and you ended up together?
That's right. I was heading to Denver to see my family, going skiing. They invited me the day before, back in the days where you could be on a different airplane and change. My brother called me the morning of the flight and said, would you change to this United flight that's coming in an hour early? My husband was booked on a Delta flight that got canceled. We held the plane for this one passenger. Then the flight was about half full, and they sat him next to me. We got married 2.5 months later.
That's quick.
Yep.
So apparently it was the right place, the right person at the right time.
That's absolutely right.
Very good. Then did MCS bring you to Dallas?
Actually, First American.
Okay.
Brought me to Dallas to run one of their divisions, and I knew the CEO, the former CEO of MCS, who brought me over.
Well, let's talk about MCS for a moment. I read a little bit about you at the beginning of the show as an introduction, but there's a lot in there, and a lot of people may not understand really what MCS does. Sure. So tell us kind of in a, kind of an overview what you do, what the company does.
Sure. It's kind of evolved over the last few several years. It used to be that we did inspections of properties. So we work for a lot of large banks or mortgage servicers, and we used to go out and we inspect hundreds of thousands of properties a month. We would go out and inspect the properties. If they were vacant, we would ensure that the grass was cut. Very little maintenance, but we would just ensure that the grass remained cut and the property was secure. Now, because of all of the emphasis on neighborhoods and defaults, we do a lot of things. We ensure that not only is the property mowed, but that we protect the neighborhood. So we ensure that there isn't any neighborhood blight, that there aren't any dangers for the neighborhoods. And our clients, the large banks, are very, very sensitive about ensuring that the neighborhoods are protected and that the properties are very neighborhood-like or even better than the neighborhood. Many are saying, we want it to be the best-looking house. So we may plant flowers in front. But we do everything from if a tree falls on a house, we go out and make sure that the roof is repaired or the property is secure.
So you almost operate as the owner.
That's right.
Of that property. Who actually contracts with you? Is it the bank? Is it the lender? Who do you work with?
It is whoever the servicer is, whoever actually handles the servicing of the property. A lot of times it's the bank. If it's a large bank, they will have their own servicing. Sometimes they subservice to just a servicer, but whoever that is would be the one that contracted it.
I mentioned REO earlier. That's real estate owned property.
Correct.
Which is primarily who you're working with. So are these properties that have been have defaulted and have gone back to the lender or bank?
Right. Actually, we work on all of them from the day that they go 45 days delinquent, so they're not necessarily REO properties. So we do REO properties. We handle those a little bit differently. So if it's just in default and someone has vacated prior to foreclosure, we will take care of those properties and maintain those. There's only so much you can do to those properties. But once they go into REO, we get them ready to sell. So we do everything from painting the interior to painting the exterior to replacing roofs to landscaping properties.
So what don't you do? Sounds like you're doing almost everything to make sure that property gets up to spec so it can be sold quickly.
There is nothing we don't do to keep that property.
You'll do whatever it takes to make it happen.
Absolutely right. And that has really evolved over the last several years. A lot of cities are involved now. So cities are coming in and saying, here are the standards that you need to maintain for the cities. And we do a lot of that now. So the cities drive a lot of the work that we do now.
Because you're picking up some homes that have defaulted, do you find that there's a lot of them that just weren't taken care of toward the end by the previous owners?
Absolutely. Almost all of them are the neglect of the owner of the property. You do have neighborhood blight where you have vandalism, but a lot of it is really just neglect.
Now, MCS began in 1986. It didn't begin doing all these things. Did it begin just as a valuation company, inspection company?
We did. It was primarily inspections. We did grass cuts. We did a little bit. I mean, over the past 7 years, we've really done a lot of REO. REO used to be minimal. Very little REO was, you didn't hear a lot about REO. So we started doing that. So really it started as inspection company, one client, and then it's just evolved over the years, really has grown significantly over the past few years.
It sounds like an evolution with all the different things you do or have to do. So you have, I would guess, a lot of contractors you work with in a lot of areas to make sure that those houses stay where they need to be.
That's correct.
We're talking with Caroline Reeves. Caroline is the CEO of Mortgage Contracting Services. I want to get in some more depth about what they do because it involves a lot of different areas. This is Playmakers Talk Show. Stay with us. We're going to continue speaking with Caroline about what she does, how she does it, and a little bit more of her background. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia, ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small, exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer," which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple: to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. You can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
This is a special message for women over 40. Are you experiencing hot flashes or sleeplessness? How about stress or low libido? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you may be experiencing hormonal imbalance due to menopause, and you qualify to receive a free sample of Amberen, a leading menopause solution that's clinically shown to help balance hormones and relieve common symptoms of menopause. Amberen has helped thousands of women finally get relief from menopause symptoms. And if you haven't tried Amberen, now's the time, because for the first time ever, you can try it completely free. All you have to do is call 1-800-596-9044 and request your free sample. There's no risk and no obligation to buy anything in the future. Want to know if Amberen can work for you? Get your free sample and find out. This is a very limited time offer, so don't wait. Call now, 1-800-596-9044. Shipping not included. Limited to one free sample per household. Call 1-800-596-9044. That's 1-800-596-9044.
Executives and managers, if you would like to make 2013 your Quantum Leap year, listen closely, because a free workshop, that's right, a free two-hour peak performance in-house workshop is available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills from this free peak performance workshop will move your people toward a quantum leap this year? Could it be communication skills, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making or problem-solving? How about teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership skills, or customer service? To get your free two-hour in-house peak performance workshop for a minimum of eight key people and to give your business a quantum leap in 2013, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048. That's 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back. We are speaking with the CEO of Mortgage Contracting Services, Caroline Reeves. And it's an interesting company because they do so much. Now, Caroline, when I was on your website, and for those who would like to check the website out and get more information about Mortgage Contracting Services, it's MCS360.com, which by itself is an interesting website. How did you come up with MCS360?
It is the name of our proprietary technology system.
So you're 360 degrees, everything that has to
everything
be done in the house.
Do.
Well, like I said, I was going through your website, and there's a lot of things you do. We talked about a few of them before the break: property inspections, property preservations, REO, property maintenance, valuation services. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, because you go a lot deeper. And it sounds like I've been doing some reading lately on Nordstrom's and also Ritz-Carlton. And for both those companies, the people there will do whatever it takes to take care of one of their customers. It sounds like that's pretty close to your philosophy, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Whatever it takes. Well, you were mentioning about your team of people. To do all this, they have to be very customer-focused and really loyal and dedicated to what they're doing. Tell us
Absolutely.
About your team.
You know, I'm a firm believer of working with people that I respect and trust. And something interesting I found when I got into this business is I had a very good understanding. Coming from the servicing industry, I had a very good understanding of property preservation and what I wanted. And it resonated well with our clients. And so we made a conscious decision to find people from servicing that understand the mortgage business and the and what the clients are going through. And this has been an interesting time for all of our clients. And so we have an executive team. It's about 25 people, and they are all probably 80% of them came from servicing. So they all have a unique perspective of servicing. It helps us not only build our business and expand our products, but it also helps with the customer service because they understand what the customers are going through. A few years back, we had a marketing campaign that was, we've walked in your shoes. We truly have. We've walked in their shoes. And because of that, we just have an amazing team of people. 450 years of management experience. It means several of us are older, but it also means that a lot of people started in this business.
Now, do you primarily residential or do you do any commercial?
We do a little commercial. It's primarily residential. Most of the commercial would be someone that we had some kind of a relationship with that would ask us to go out and do that, but it's primarily residential. If a lot of the commercial also multi-unit apartments or things like that.
I can see how you just brought this up a moment ago. There's some fear in having a property remain empty. I've had that happen selling a home, and it sounds like you're that the fallback. You're the safety net, so that whatever happens, you can take care of and get in there and make sure that they don't have that fear.
That's right.
Your background, you got into banking, but you moved into this business. Was this something you had thought about, or did it just kind of happen?
I swore I would never be in work for a property preservation company after I had done this. Part of it was I really felt like it was probably the toughest job that you could have. I realized along the way that what a great opportunity it was to be able to serve customers in an area that's it's difficult. Just really is. Nobody likes it, and it's very tough. But we were able to put technology in and the right people in, and it's been a great opportunity for us.
Now, you've been with the company, what, 6 years or so? Mm-hmm. Are there any things that have happened that have led the company to more success? Any situations, any ideas that came up with that has moved you to where you are right now?
Sure. I think probably the biggest thing that's happened over the last few years is our technology. You know, with all the changing regulations and with just the sheer volumes and all of the new product lines that we've been trying to roll out and things that we've trying to do for our clients, technology has been, you know, in the forefront of everything that we've done. We have a great technology department that's built MCS 360. We added a workflow tool. We added mobile technology, which has been excellent. So all of our people out in the field have mobile devices that could send information to us.
Tablets, so phones, everything.
Tablets,
anything
everything. And we've tried to do, you know, a lot of the mobile technology only allowed you to do an Apple device or a Droid device. And we've offered up 3 or 4 different versions that all go into our system to allow our vendors to be able to do that. And it's probably, we've always been a little bit on the leading edge of our technology. And I think it's been extremely helpful for us and for our clients.
And you're a 24/7 company. You have to be using that kind of technology.
Absolutely.
Do you have competitors that do what you do?
We do.
That do exactly what you do, or they do pieces of what you do?
We have one or two that do almost exactly what we do. I'd say we try to differentiate ourselves with the customer service and technology, but there are a few.
Sounds what makes you stand out is the security and the feeling of, the feeling of security the customer has when you're managing their property for them.
Absolutely.
Along the way, your career, even with this company, have you had any major obstacles you had to deal with? We came through a recession / depression a few years ago, but are there any obstacles that you've had to deal with or the company's had to deal with and then move ahead?
Sure. You know, we've had significant upticks of volumes, and then we've had some lulls, and we've had to adjust for that. We weren't always a 24/7 company. We needed to do that. And you asked me a little while ago about something that we've done that has really moved the company forward. We decided that we needed to expand our hours, and we really tried to do that in our Dallas or Tampa office and struggled a little bit. We had some advice from someone that said, go to a college town. And we started looking in Texas, ended up going to Reston, Louisiana. I went to Louisiana Tech. I'm president of the alumni board now, and we made one phone call to Louisiana Tech, and the mayor called me and said, I hear you're looking for a space. The city, the business leaders, local business leaders, the city, and Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, all got involved, and they ended up building a building. And we now have, it opened in September of last year. We now have 75 people there and are getting ready to expand. And it's allowed us to have weekend shifts and evening shifts. Let's give these wonderful jobs to people in the rural community. So it's been a wonderful experience for all of us. And for our customers, it's been great because they have even better service than they had before.
Well, it shows that you need to be a strong alumnus to make things happen sometimes. Which brings up a point. You mentioned Tampa. What cities are you in?
Right. We're in Tampa, Ruston, Louisiana, and Plano.
Well, that's interesting being in Ruston. I've been there a couple of times. It's not someplace you would think of. You'd think of maybe Baton Rouge or New Orleans, but apparently that's worked out for you being in Northern Louisiana.
It's worked out very
Louisiana.
Well. With Grambling, Grambling is 4 miles away, and then you have Louisiana Tech, and then what I like to call Northeast Louisiana, which I guess is University of Louisiana Monroe, is 20-25 minutes away. We've been able to draw great talent, plus college students that need the job. So we have both the graduates, and we've just gone through a few waves of college graduates that were part-time people with us that have gone on to full-time.
Well, you've had a lot of success in the businesses you've been in, and the business is successful. Do you have anybody you've looked up to and followed, a mentor, so to speak, that has helped you along the way to get to where you are and maybe even model yourself after?
Oh, wow. This seems kind of lame, but my father was unbelievable.
That's not lame at all.
My father is just, he was actually in the same business, oil field, but really the same business where he sent contractors out to do work for oil field. And his work ethic was absolutely amazing. His spiritual beliefs and his time for his family were just things that I've really tried to model myself. You know, I had wonderful parents. My mother's a wonderful woman, and they were great parents. But I'd say in the world of business, I always tried to follow my dad.
Would you say in having grown up with your parents that you kind of picked up a lot of your father through osmosis?
Absolutely.
Just being with him.
Absolutely.
You became your father in a lot of ways. Well, good for you.
I am my father.
Very good. Caroline Reeves is the CEO of Mortgage Contracting Services. And again, their website is mcs360.com. Preservation and maintenance of properties. Caroline, thank you very much for being on Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you very much.
Interesting finding out something that's a little different type of company, so thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Stay with us. We're going to have another guest in just a few moments, and that guest is a name I know you've heard, and I know you've heard of his company. It's Roland Dickey. Roland is the CEO and president of Dickey's Barbecue Restaurant. We'll be talking to him right after the break, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Congratulations, KLIF listeners. You are pretty special. 9 out of 10 of you are homeowners. You earn more than most. Plus, you're well-educated. Now, guess what else? You're also an incredible target market for advertising. So, if you listen to KLIF and you own a business, well, you might want to advertise to great folks like you right here. To advertise on KLIF, call Jerry at 972-708-4252. That's 972-708-4252.
I'm Lars David Staber, general manager for Lowry's The Prime Rib. Our Allen's Sandwich Bar has become the go-to spot for quiet working lunches. There we offer hand-carved sandwiches and more in a relaxed, club-like atmosphere. And for meetings, Lowry's private rooms are available for both lunch and dinner. So join us for the award-winning food, distinctive style, and unmatched hospitality that has made Lowry's famous. For more information, call Lowry's at 972-503-6688.
Executives, a free 2-hour peak performance workshop is available right now. I'm Steve Klein, host of the 570 KLIF Playmakers Talk Show and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills will move your people toward a quantum leap? Communication, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making, problem-solving, teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership, or customer service. To get your free 2-hour peak performance workshop with a minimum of 8 key people, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
Texas weather throws us lots of curves.
Plan for weather emergencies now at ntxweather.com. Interactive weather info and resource information sponsored by Clarity Windows and American Tornado Master.
Get the info you need at ntxweather.com.
Two great signals. Two great signals. One great way to keep up with what's happening in your world. KLI.
The United Nations confirms Syria will allow inspectors access tomorrow to the site of a suspected poison gas attack outside Damascus. This, as the Obama administration says, there is very little doubt the al-Assad regime used chemical weapons. But the regime says it's the rebels that are using chemical weapons.
They say that they have already discovered evidence in this area that their soldiers yesterday, when they were heading into rebel-controlled parts of the city, they came across, Syrian state television says, barrels of toxic chemicals and other evidence that the rebels, in fact, had the capacity to launch some kind of chemical attack. And the soldiers who discovered these things, it says, were struck down with severe breathing difficulties.
Yola Nell of the BBC in Lebanon. Firefighters reporting 7% containment of the wildfire raging north of Yosemite National Park. And the U.S. Air Force's ousted Colonel David Lynch is commander of a nuclear missile unit in Montana after a failed safety and security inspection. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Since 1947, there's been a nonprofit sleepaway camp for campers with special needs. It's Camp Summit in Argyle, Texas, a remarkable place for remarkable people. Online at campsummittx.org. This camp is unique in that campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, even allowing campers in wheelchairs to ride horses and fly down a zip line. With a 2-to-1 ratio of campers to counselors, with special 1-to-1 assistance when needed, and with no age limit, campers young and old alike can have memories that last a lifetime. Offering year-round programs, week-long summer and fall camps, and weekend and respite days, and camper safety are always top of mind at Camp Summit, with on-site medical personnel including a registered nurse and physician on call. But to ensure that campers with disabilities can attend Camp Summit, they need your help. You can help Camp Summit by calling 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900. And you can always find them online at campsummittx.org.
More stories, more news. It's In Our Name. News and information, 570 AM, 96.3 FM, HD2, KLIF.
Today, this very moment could be the start of something big for you. Why? Because at Cumulus Radio, we need one great person to join our sales team, and you could be the one. We sell marketing solutions like radio commercials, online services, and promotions. So, are you a creative problem solver? Experienced in outside sales? If you answered yes, then call me, Jerry Furch, at 972-708-4252. That's 972-708-4252. Cumulus is an equal opportunity employer.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia, ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small, exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer." Which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple: to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. You can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back. Again, I'm Steve Klein, and you are listening to Playmakers Talk Show. Our guest this segment is, as I mentioned before the break, a man that, or at least a name that you know very well, and that's Roland Dickey. Roland Dickey Jr. is a grandson of company founder Travis Dickey Sr. Since becoming president and chief executive officer of Dickey's Barbecue Restaurants in 2006, Roland has expanded the restaurant's reach from 20 to over 320 restaurants nationwide. Roland enthusiastically leads the charge for global barbecue domination, one store at a time. Dickey's Barbecue is now officially the world's largest barbecue chain with no plans of stopping. Roland has earned his stripes as a third-generation restaurant owner who worked for years in other restaurant concepts to hone his skills. He leads his growing team with a tough-as-nails, take-the-bull-by-the-horns leadership style that has produced exceptional results in growth and brand innovations. His passionate style has been a game-changer in the fast-casual restaurant industry and has made Dickey's Barbecue the fastest-growing restaurant brand in the country. Roland, thank you. thank you for being with us and playing with your talk show.
Well, Steve, if you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly. So that's our philosophy over Dickies. Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Well, we got the bear, and we'll have the chains on you to hold you back a little bit if you get too far.
I hope they're strong.
But from hearing about that and knowing about your restaurant, a little bit about you, you must have barbecue sauce running through your veins.
Through my veins. It is amazing. Yes, my doctors aren't real happy about that. But no, it's some exciting stuff going on over there. So we have a simple philosophy about doing a few things, but being really good at those things, take them across the country. Hopefully we'll take them across the world at some point.
You can tell that Roland has a little bit of passion about what he does. One of the areas that I read, I mentioned a couple times already, is global barbecue domination. So you want to take over. Not only are you number one right now, but you want to go, how much farther do you want to go?
Well, I mean, I think I hear Subway wants 100,000 stores at some point, and we want to be bigger than them.
So is
that a small goal? I mean, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does, and I think that's a wonderful goal if that's where you're going. Right now, you have, 320 restaurants?
Yeah, we have 322 restaurants open. We open about two restaurants a week. It's exciting. I mean, and we're each year we grow at a faster rate. So by the end of this year, we're hoping to grow at about 3 to 4 restaurants a week. So it's exciting times. But that's actually not our number one barometer for success. It's about how good we do. It's about our comp sales for our existing stores. It's making sure that those stores each year serve more customers than the prior year. Another one that's important to us is that our existing franchisees, because our system is about 98% franchise, and that our existing franchisees or owner operators, the term we use, that they continue to open more stores. And we've had a lot of success. We love it when people go in there, they're either new to the restaurant industry or they maybe worked for a big restaurant company. Now they're their own boss, they own their own business. We're taking people and turning them into business owners. And then they've done well with their first store, and then they open another store and another one. And we've got people now that are, you know, opening their 10th store, their 11th store. There's one guy that's just opened his 23rd store, and it's exciting. I love to do that.
Just hearing the tone of your voice, you want to help people succeed.
Absolutely.
Not only you want to give a good product, you want to help them succeed too. And by the way, while we're talking, there are two websites you can check, and that is Dickies.com and also Dickiesfranchising.com if you want to know more about that. Now, once you purchase a franchise, you have an interesting way of training these people too. Is it called Barbecue University?
It is indeed. And so we teach them on all the art of barbecue, and as much as we try to make it a science, there's still an art form to barbecue, as well as operating a business. And so we help people to learn to be successful in the barbecue business. But we also want to help customers find good barbecue, okay? Because there are a lot of folks out there that don't get the opportunity to get really good barbecue. And so, and it's one thing that's amazing to me is I look at our competitors. There's a few decent ones out there. Of course, I'm not going to name them, but most of the barbecue competitors I see out there, they're just not that good. It's a sad fact in the state of America right now, Steve. There is a lot of bad barbecue out there. Okay, let me give you an example. So last Valentine's Day, my wife and I, so we're taking a road trip, right? So we're going to go down to Austin. We're going to have a nice little trip, kind of a romantic, you know, it's Valentine's Day, you know? And so we go down there. So I told her we're going to do this, and she's all excited, right? But what I didn't tell her was that we were going to stop in 12 competitive barbecue restaurants on the way down there, okay? So we did. And so I went to all these places.
And this is your market research.
Yes, that's my market research. And that's our romantic Valentine's Day weekend trip, okay? So here's the thing. What I find is I go in these other places, they'll have hamburgers, they'll have hot wings, they'll have fried chicken, they'll have all these other things, and then they'll have just like mediocre brisket and ribs and the things that count. And it's like what you don't want to do is be all things to all people. You know, in our restaurants, I mean, we just focus on basically the same meats that we've been focusing on for decades. Now, what we always try to do is there's a balance in any business, but especially in our industry, is you've got to figure out what your core is, those values, those things that never change, but then also how you're going to stay ahead of the curve, how you're not going to get outmoded by your competitors, and so they're not going to come up with some innovation. I mean, we believe in continuous improvement. So like if you take the restaurant industry, the whole landscape, I've got all these different segments, okay? And so you've got the barbecue segment. And so we're the leader of that. It's certainly, you know, not anywhere near the biggest segment. That would be hamburgers or pizza or something like that. But for our segment, we're the leader. But I look at every single segment and each concept, each company that is a leader, what makes them a leader? They're usually the most innovative. They're also the most disciplined. They're always thinking of new things to do and then how to implement those things. And so for us, I'll give you an example, something we came up with. We've always sold individual sandwiches and plates and things like that. And then we sold pounds of meat. And so people always, you know, buy and then gallons or, and pints and quarts of barbecue vegetables. But we came out with this year, we're selling whole meats. And I know, you know, a lot of people want to have parties and they want a whole brisket there, a whole pork or whole racks of ribs and turkeys and hams, but they don't really know how to cook those things. It's very complicated to cook, to really cook a brisket right. So we just took a product that we're obviously already making as our signature product, like brisket, and we're selling it whole. And we actually, because we don't have to slice it or put extra labor in it, we can sell it for a discount, $9 a pound versus 12 for a normal by the pound meats. And we're selling a ton of it. All of a sudden, it's like we got whole briskets going out the door like crazy. It's just a new way to sell it. But it's a new revenue stream for our stores, and it's amazing. And so, you know, for us, our stores are, they run between 1,800 and 2,200 square feet on average these days. We have older stores that are bigger, but that's about the typical restaurant size that we have. And so if we can take a relatively small footprint and then pack it with a lot of revenue streams, that's how you take a restaurant and really make it profitable. And what's better, serving great food and having a real profitable business model.
And because of that size, your profit per square foot must be pretty good.
It's off the charts.
Well, you mentioned you're focusing on one thing, which is barbecue. You've expanded on the same concept, having the whole meats. Now, along with that, does someone need to have Mr. Dickey's cookbook to help cook that correctly?
Absolutely. It is great. My dad came out with that cookbook we put together last year, and it's got some amazing recipes. And it's Barnes & Noble. You'll find it on our website, Mr. Dickey's Cookbook.
Let's talk a little bit about that. You just mentioned your dad. Let's go back to beginning 70-plus years ago. Your grandfather, Travis Dickey, began in 1941. Now, did he spend some time developing a specific recipe, or was it just happen correctly?
There was this old building right there at the Central Expressway in Knox Street, and it was an old bar. And he lived right there at the corner of Central Expressway and Goodwin, a house that's not there anymore. And he was, and my great grandfather had a coffee shop on Ross Avenue, and so he worked there. And so on his way home from work, he would stop in this bar, get himself a couple of pops, and then he'd walk home. And so he struck up a deal with this bar owner to sell it to my grandfather. And so he took of this bar, and then he brought some friends in from East Texas Quitman, where he's from, and they built a brick pit on the back of this bar and started selling barbecue at the bar. Well, the next thing you know, the barbecue sales overtook the beer sales, and so kind of the rest is history. And he ran that one place from 1941 to 1967, and that was his whole thing. And then my dad, Roland Dickey Sr., my uncle, T.D. Dickey Jr., they took over the business when he passed, and they built it into a Dallas chain. And then in 1995, we started franchising. And we got it franchising. It wasn't some, like, grand strategy. What happened was there's this customer that kept coming in, hitting up my dad, because my dad always loved to work the lunch run at one of our stores. And so he kept coming in saying, "Roland, sell me a franchise." My dad's like, "Nah, we don't do that. We own our own stores. We're not in franchising." He kept coming in. He's persistence and resistance. So he kept saying, "Roland, sell me a damn franchise. I'll pay you guys a lot of money in royalties." He goes, and "I'll serve great food. I'll make you proud. You guys have got great food, and I can see that you guys are making good money here." So finally, my dad said, "Oh, what the hell? He seems like a good guy. I'll sell him a damn franchise."
So this was the beginning of Dickey's franchising.
And that was the grand plan right there. And from there, it just took off.
Sometimes it happens without even thinking a lot of times, too. Roland Dickey Jr. is our guest. This is Playmakers Talk Show. We're going to continue talking about Dickey's. And as you can tell from listening to Roland, he's extremely passionate about what he does and his restaurant and his product. So stay with us. We'll learn more about Dickey's right after this.
Want more news? This is the right place. Every morning, every afternoon. More stories, more news on News and Information 570 KLIF.
Executives and managers, if you would like to make 2013 your quantum leap year, listen closely, because a free workshop, that's right, a free two-hour peak performance in-house workshop is available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills from this free peak performance workshop will move your people toward a quantum leap this year? Could it be communication skills, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making or problem-solving? How about teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership skills, or customer service. To get your free two-hour in-house peak performance workshop for a minimum of 8 key people and to give your business a quantum leap in 2013, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048. That's 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-953-6295. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-953-6295. That's 800-953-6295. Call 800-953-6295.
I'm Lars David Staberg, General Manager for Lowry's The Prime Rib. Our Allen's Sandwich Bar has become the go-to spot for quiet working lunches. There we offer hand-carved sandwiches and more in a relaxed, club-like atmosphere. And for meetings, Lowry's private rooms are available for both lunch and dinner. So join us for the award-winning food, distinctive style, and unmatched hospitality that has made Lowry's famous. For more information, call Lowry's at 972-503-6688.
Executives, a free two-hour peak performance workshop is available right now. I'm Steve Klein, host of the 570 KLIF Playmakers Talk Show and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills will move your people toward a quantum leap? Communication, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making, problem-solving, teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership, or customer service. To get your free two-hour peak performance workshop with a minimum of 8 key people, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. We are talking about the CEO and president of a barbecue company that is involved with global barbecue domination. That's Roland Dickey Jr. And there's a number of things that I still want to ask Roland, but the one of them I want to ask about is the Big Yellow Cup Club.
Yes, it is our loyalty program, and we've sold literally, I think, billions. Jamie, what is it? Is it 2 billion or is it 3 billion Yellow Cups now? There's quite a few out there, okay? I think more than Big Macs at this point. There's a bunch of them.
I mean, you go around town and you see these Yellow Cups all up. Matter of fact, when I took a to-go cup after eating at one of your restaurants, it stayed in my car. Matter of fact, I think I got rid of it. It finally cracked within the sun, but it was in there about a year and a half. And in looking at your website, and again, the website is dickies.com, you can join the Big Yellow Cup Club, and you receive get you an email and bring it in for a free Big Yellow Cup. And it almost, for a lot of people, it's a sign of success when they walk around with a Dickies Yellow Cup.
Oh yes, and they're everywhere. Everyone I know has them in their cupboard, in their cars, and every place else. So we love it. It's the best marketing tool we've ever had. We did it on our 50th anniversary, and back in 1991. And so it's been with us ever since.
Sometimes, as we talked about franchising, the best ideas just kind of happen upon you. Well, you were talking at the break about new things that are happening with Dickies, and the one you sound the most excited about was your new bread. Tell us about that.
So our most popular bread has always been our rolls, and we have it's a dense, yeasty, thick, very moist roll, and so we go through tons of them. So we got the idea, why not go ahead and take that roll dough formulation and then turn that into our buns? And so we've got three different size buns in our stores that we serve our sandwiches on, and use that dough for it. And so we did it, and we came up with it. We put it into beta testing in June. It worked extraordinarily well. We started rolling out to more restaurants, and we're going to roll it out system wide September 1st. And so, but what we believe is you got to take every single thing you do and constantly make it the very best. And so, you know, it's like, don't get hung up on something. Well, we got this. This is our bread, and this is the way it is, the way it'll always be. And we don't believe that at all. And so it's like constantly tweak. I mean, can you tweak a spice a little bit to make it a little bit better? We just also did that with our getting away from food for a second. We did that with our interiors. You know, if you go to like our original store, like Knox and 75, I mean, it's that you're going to get the old school barbecue feel there. But you know, a lot of barbecue places I go in, you know, it's like, they don't have a real history that goes back that far. And so they kind of look, you know, 80s in the bad way, you know, with like the generic cowboy posters on the wall and things like that. It's like, you know, I don't think there's any energy at all of that. And we're all about energy, excitement, you know, enthusiasm. I mean, that's what you got to do. You got to be excited about your brand. You know, we're trying to do something like nobody's ever done before. I mean, so, you know, we want Dickies to be everywhere and people to enjoy it. So you think about like the total sensory experience here, okay? It's not only what they taste, it's the aroma they smell, it's everything, but it's also it's the visual, it's the music they hear. And so instead of having some like crappy stereo system or some like jam box in the corner, it's like, you know, playing like, you know, top 40 country, don't do that. Have a really good proprietary song mix, okay? And so that's what we've done. Pick Texas singer-songwriters, which is our favorite, like Chris Knight, singers like that, and then have a really good sound system, you know, with woofers and speakers and surround sound. And so we've really invested in that. And then the ambiance, well, you know, nobody wants anything tired. Now, if you got a restaurant that really is historical, like our original store, I mean, we're not going to remodel that. And it is what it is, one of a kind. And we got some older stores like that too. But as far as a new restaurant, man, don't make it kind of postmodern looking with paint and sheetrock, and then also don't make it look, you know, bad generic, you know, cowboy style. So what we did is let's give it a cool factor, kind of a barbecue but modern touch. So we got reclaimed wood on the walls. You know, we don't put frames around our posters. We just in our pictures, we just wrap the whole canvas. You know, we've got tablecloth, so it's got a barbecue feel, but it's got a cool, energetic vibe to it. You know, that we take our food and we put it on metal trays with liners, so it's kind of fun. It's better than just the generic, you know, plastic kind of crown that some places use. And so it's like, you know, just make the whole thing just like feel good energy. You know, that's what Dickie's all about.
I work with a lot of retailers, a lot of companies that are in customer service. Mm-hmm. And when it really comes down to it, there's lots of restaurants out there. Matter of fact, Dallas probably has more restaurants per capita than almost any city in the United States. So why should I go to a specific restaurant? Why should I go to Dickie's? And there's two things I think really stick out when in knowing a little bit about Dickie's. Number one, your brand. I think you've done a tremendous job in building your brand. But number two, with everything you just said in the last few moments, I think it really comes down to one word, and that's experience. What you're looking for, it sounds like that you want any customer to walk into any of your Dickies, that you want them to have not only to get great food, not only get great service, but also to have an experience where they want to come back. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. You've got to be consistent. And so you've got to train. It's like the Navy SEALs. It's like they train. They go on a mission, and they train. And so that's what we do. We have an armada of boots on the ground out there checking our restaurants, our quality all the time. We continue to train. We have so many tools for our stores, and we just partner up with, and we're very choosy about who we partner up with, but we're successful because we have such a great family of owner operators out there that share the passion that we share and that we always have. And so it's like, you got to have good people, you got to continue to train them, and then you've got to reward them, but you've got to create that culture in the restaurant of excitement, enthusiasm. And you know, part of that comes from having, you know, real confidence that you've got knowledge, that they know their job, they deeply understand what they're doing. You know, trimming a piece of meat, when you've got 40 customers in line and you're trimming, and every one of them wants something slightly different, a sandwich or a plate or a different kind of meat, and you've got to cut the meat to order for each one of them because we don't do anything in advance. It's all cut to order. I mean, that can be intimidating for a lot of people. That takes a while to learn how to do that. And then if you're going to trim each brisket as you go, and trimming a brisket, you know, I mean, it takes a little while to learn that.
It's a big skill.
It is a big skill. But you know what? I love brisket. I love brisket. My second favorite piece of beef is beef tenderloin. And it's amazing. I love beef brisket more than that. But if you do it right, and I mean, you know, it's been our legacy to understand it, to look at it, to get that, make sure you got plenty of smoke that's coming out because you got plenty of wood in the pit. And then what you do with the brisket, we cook our briskets for 14 hours. But you've got to stick a fork in it, and you've got to turn it, and you got to know the way it looks, the way it smells, the way it feels, if that brisket's truly ready. And I think a lot of barbecue places out there, you know, they'll go 14 hours, and they'll just pull it. And, you know, a barbecue pit's a very complicated piece of machinery. It's like it might be 10 degrees hotter on the right side than the left side, and it's undercooked or overcooked or all sorts of things. And so we really train our folks to understand what good barbecue is. And one of the things a lot of places suffer from, barbecue places, is that they serve a lot of reheats. Because if it takes 10 to 14 hours to cook a pork butt or 4 hours to cook ribs, it's like it takes so long, and then they mispredict what their volume is going to be that next day. They're stuck reheating things. And I mean, is there anything worse in the world than eating reheats? But probably there's a lot of barbecue places out there that are serving, you know, half or maybe all their foods reheats all the time. Well, not at Dickey's. I mean, that's something that we absolutely don't ever have. We want all our barbecue fresh every single day.
Well, you're talking about flavor. And that's what people enjoy when they come to Dickey's. And for everything you said, it's the taste of the food, like I'd mentioned before. It's that ambiance. It's the experience. It's all the things you're doing. And as you mentioned, it really comes down to the good people, too, that take care of them. But the question I want to ask you is, as a business owner, as a CEO, as an entrepreneur, we have a number of business owners and entrepreneurs listening to us. Is there any advice you would give them in developing their business? Because you have some extremely specific ideas of how a business should run. What would you suggest to them?
Well, you've got to, I mean, first of all, to get in the restaurant business, I mean, you don't have to have a ton of experience, and you don't have to have a Mensa membership. I mean, first of all, you need to work hard. You need to learn the business. You've got to mind the details. You've got to put forth the effort. You've got to be positive. You've got to get your game face on. And you got to be dedicated to what you're doing. At Dickey's, we believe in being goal oriented. And so people that are task oriented and they're just like doing, they're always in reactive mode. And so it's like, no. Let's start with the end in mind. Okay. Just like every, you know, cliche in every business book, but it's real. I mean, we live it. A couple of years ago, we read, Jim Collins, Good to Great. We all read in the office. We said, you know what? We don't need to, there's not some silver bullet here. We don't need to come up with something, you know, some crazy idea to make our restaurants better. Let's get a little better every day. Let's get any challenges that we have, let's get them out on the table. Let's talk about them openly. There's no sacred cows here. And then let's just get it out there. And then let's get a little better. Let's come up with another solution. But let's make sure that we have the undying belief that we are going to be successful. And no matter what happens, and by the end of the year, where do we want to be as a company? And then here's where we are, here's where we're going to be. What are the steps in between? Let's figure it out, and let's make sure that happens.
Roland Dickey Jr., the president and CEO of Dickey's Barbecue Restaurants. One of the things you might want to do is check our archive out at playmakerstalkshow.com sometime during the week, once we get the show on the archive, and listen to what Roland says again. Very good advice for anybody that wants to be in business. Roland, thank you very much for being on Playmakers
Talk
Show.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
Roland Dickey Jr., president and CEO of Dickey's. We also had in the first segment Caroline Reeves, the CEO of Mortgage Contracting Services. My name is Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. We're here every week at the same time. And again, you can go to playmakerstalkshow.com. You can see who's going to be on the show next week, read their bios, and also check the archive out to hear any of the past shows. And as I mentioned, you might want to listen to this entire show one more time once it's on the archive in the next couple of days. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back at the same time next week. I'm Steve Klein. Talk to you then.
Since 1947, there's been a nonprofit sleepaway camp for campers with special needs. It's Camp Summit in Argyle, Texas, a remarkable place for remarkable people. Online at campsummittx.org. This camp is unique in that campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, even allowing campers in wheelchairs to ride horses and fly down a zip line. With a 2-to-1 ratio of campers to counselors, with special 1-to-1 assistance when needed, and with no age limit, campers young and old alike can have memories that last a lifetime. Offering year-round programs, week-long summer and fall camps, and weekend and respite days, and camper safety are always top of mind at Camp Summit, with on-site medical personnel including a registered nurse and physician on call. But to ensure that campers with disabilities can attend Camp Summit, they need your help. You can help Camp Summit by calling 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900. And you can always find them online at campsummittx.org.
KLIF.
KLIF Dallas. KSES FM HD2 Fort Worth. KLIF.